Memorials in many places.
May 20th, 1903. Typed. Lay not up for yourselves treasures upon earth, where moth and rust doth corrupt, and where thieves break through and steal. But lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust doth corrupt, and where thieves do not break through nor steal. For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. The light of the body is the eye. If therefore thine eye be single, thy whole body is full of light. But if thine eye be evil, thy whole body shall be full of darkness. Matthew 6, verse 19 to 23. Fear not, little flock, for it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. Sell that ye have, and give alms. Provide yourselves bags which wax not old, a treasure in the heavens that faileth not, where no thief approacheth, neither moth corrupteth. For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. Let your loins be girded about, and your lights burning, and ye yourselves like unto men that wait for their Lord when he shall return from the wedding, that when he cometh and knocketh, they may open unto him immediately. Luke 12, verse 32 to 36. Now, just now, a great work is to be done without delay. The Lord calls upon his stewards for that which is his own. God's people are not to tie up their money by placing it in banks. They should put it in circulation by investing it in the work in missionary fields. Let those of our people who have money in banks withdraw it and invest it in the great work of God while they have opportunity. No one is to make an urgent appeal for means with which to erect large and expensive buildings for sanitariums, colleges, or publishing houses, so absorbing means that the work in other places is crippled. Let our brethren be careful lest by drawing largely from our people for the erection of buildings in one place, they rob other parts of the Lord's vineyard. Unduly to exalt the work in one part of the field is selfishness and covetousness. The Lord specially condemns such a manifestation, for by it his sacred work is misrepresented before the world. He would have his work controlled and guided by equity, justice, and judgment. He does not call for the erection of immense institutions. One corner of the vineyard is not the whole world. In many places throughout the world, memorials for God are to be established to represent his truth. Every dollar that we have belongs to God. The silver is mine, and the gold is mine, saith the Lord of hosts. Haggai 2, verse 8. Yet some do not recognize his ownership. Though the work in the part of the field where they are laboring already possesses an abundance of facilities, they continue to draw from the Lord's. They do not think of the needy portions of the field, which require such facilities as they already have. Would they work as zealously to provide for some other place the facilities they think are required in their fields? Every worker must labor with an eye single to the glory of God. If the work in all parts of the field bore the signature of heaven, there would be means enough to carry it forward. Those who have the money in God's treasury are to economize in the use of means, and they are to consider carefully the needs of the work in the home field and in the regions beyond. If they did this, they would not erect mammoth institutions contrary to the instructions of God. The Lord has plainly told us that instead of erecting a mammoth institution in any one place, we should establish plants in many places. The question is sometimes asked, why build schoolhouses, sanitariums, food stores, or churches when time is so short? The Lord's money is to be invested wisely. In many places where the work has been shamefully neglected, plants must be established that will be producers as well as consumers. Memorials for God should be established in every place, as an aid in the proclamation of the last message of mercy. Missionary work should be done in every city. Qualifications of workers. I have repeatedly been given instruction in regard to the characters that should be possessed by the men who occupy responsible positions in the work of God. If those engaged in the work of God cherish evil traits of character, the truths they present will taste too strongly of the dish to be palatable. The great work of redemption is to be carried steadily forward. On every hand are seen covetousness, selfishness, and self-exaltation. Unless our leading men are freed from these sins, their characters will be warped, and they will hinder the work of God.
Many of the leading men have dishonored the Lord. They have been false shepherds and have led the flock of God astray. Teachers and rulers must be disciplined by disappointment, hardship, and affliction. Unless they are willing to learn of Christ, his meekness and lowliness, they are not fitted to teach. Their example of self-righteousness will do nothing to advance the work of God. Lest the enemies of God should triumph over backsliding Israel, God bears long with the waywardness of their leaders, who, though grown to the stature of men and women, have not put away their childish faults and imperfections, who, after having had years of experience, still reveal that they are deficient in love, in grace, in purity. For the glory of his own name, not because of the righteousness of his church or because of their obedience to his commandments, God has borne long with his people. For my name's sake will I defer mine anger, and for my praise will I refrain for thee, that I cut thee not off. Behold, I have refined thee, but not with silver. I have chosen thee in the furnace of affliction. For mine own sake, even for mine own sake will I do it. For how should my name be polluted? And I will not give my glory unto another. Hearken unto me, O Jacob and Israel, my called. I am he. I am the first. I also am the last. Mine hand also hath laid the foundation of the earth, and my right hand hath spanned the heavens. When I call unto them, they stand up together. Isaiah 48, verse 9 to 13. Thus saith the Lord thy Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel. I am the Lord thy God, which teacheth thee to profit, which leadest thee by the way that thou shouldest go. Oh, that thou hadst hearkened to my commandments! Then had thy peace been as a river, and thy righteousness as the waves of the sea. Verses 17, 18. The time will come when all must stand before angels and before men revealed in their true light. As the artist reproduces upon the polished plate the features of the human countenance, so their characters are being transferred to the books of heaven. The great master artist faithfully delineates every phase of the character. Every manifestation of selfishness or greed is noted by him. In the judgment, every man will stand revealed just as he is, either fashioned after the divine similitude or disfigured by the idolatrous sins of selfishness and covetousness.